10th and 8th. I crashed last lap, man.
Jose Butron, oh, you crashed last lap?
Yes.
Hey, you know who told me to watch out for you? Because we saw you on the entry list.
Yes.
And we're like, how old is he? What's he doing? Yeah. And you know who texts me?
No.
Villeman.
Yeah.
Villeman goes, hey, man.
Dan Truman told me the same because he was mapping my bike yesterday. Okay. He say, we ran a pulp MX. Yeah. We ran the, like, betting. I don't know the website.
Fantasy.
Say, you have to run between 12 and 15. Otherwise, you are 6 on the ranking. David Bulemin said you are good starter. So, please, you have to ride between top 15. I say, okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right for Dan. But, yeah, Villeman said you've been riding really well in the championships over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I was like, well, how, you know, has he been racing? And, like, yeah, so good job, man. Did you surprise yourself?
Yes. Honestly, yes. I surprised myself because I'm in USA just for 4 days, practice 1 day in Florida. We didn't do the press day because we came too late. Brand new bike, standard, just exhaust, and Dan Truman mapping my gate.
Yeah.
Suspension, I don't know, no setting, no setup, and you know, I did eight overall, so it's crazy.
Yeah, and this is a weird track for racers, like it's California, right? It's definitely different. So guys like yourself, Lupino came over, also said, like, he's like, oh, it's a hard track to ride. How did you like it?
Yes, the track, today I expect him flatter and faster, but today was like European style, bumpy and technical, but with big rut, only two long lap, like 2:30. Over there, less than 2 minute lap. But the track was risky, especially to ride 450, go on your limit in this kind of track was risky. Yeah.
Did you get Adam Cincirillo on near the end there?
What do you mean?
Did you pass him?
I passed Adam 3 weeks, 3 laps to go, and then in the last lap I crashed, big crash on the downhill. So he passed me back. But honestly, we expected worse. So it's a good beginning of the championship.
Yeah, especially the bike's pretty standard, like you said, right? It's not really. Yeah.
So you can check my hours. One hour 30 on my bike. Just brand new team with I'm from Spain and my teammate from Venezuela. We get some sponsor. I'm 32 years old. My dream was to ride once in Pro Motocross. You know, I was in Europe, was riding good, but I struggled with big injury for 3 years.
Yeah.
So before I retire, I want to do one AMA and Pro Motocross. And we are here and we are looking for the next step.
Yeah. I used to work for X Brand Goggles. I did your goggles for a couple of races.
Yes.
In Europe. Yeah, a little bit.
The first guy
you were.
There, and I was there with that Google. Yeah. I love it.
You were the first Fly guy and the first X Brand guy. Yes, Rich Taylor. Yeah. So you've had a fantastic career in MXGP. You know, rode for years, got really good results. This has to rank up there for you, though, right?
Sorry?
This has to be pretty high of accomplishments for you to do this well here in America, first time.
Yeah. You know, I want to, you know, we're looking for a sponsor, and I hope to finish the championship. I don't want to risk myself and make big crash in the first rounds.
Yep.
I want to get used to it. So I need new setting on my suspension for the next race because I cannot ride like this, improve my bike, improve myself. We see in the next round if what we can do.
Well, congratulations, man. Really cool to see you there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bo.